The rats are gone from Rat Island, and the name might follow suit. The Aleut Corporation and the Aleutian Pribilof Island Association recently voted to ditch the now inaccurate moniker and revert to the traditional Unungan name. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
The story goes that sometime in the 1700s, a Japanese ship wrecked on the island, which lies at the western end of the Aleutian chain. Rats from the ship quickly made their way onto land, where they found a veritable feast of rodent delicacies. Like most of the Aleutian Islands, Hawadak was home to ground-nesting seabirds with no natural defenses against the rats. So it didn't take long for them to overrun the island. Aleutian Maritime National Wildlife Refuge spokesperson Poppy Benson says at that time, the Aleutians were still mostly rat-free.
A lot of the islands that got rats got them in World War II. So back in the 1800s, when the Russians were naming things, and then later the Americans, there probably weren't. That was probably very unique to have rats on an island.
And so was born the name. But back in 2008, the refuge and its partners undertook an ambitious project to eradicate the rats and restore the natural ecosystem. It involved $3 million, two helicopters, and enough poison to target every square yard of the island. The effort appears to have paid off. Researchers returned in 2009 and 2010 and found no evidence of rats. In fact, Benson says they found bird species were reappearing.
They put out song meters, and they found storm petrels calling. Leech's storm petrels calling on the island. And no storm petrels were nesting there before. Storm petrels burrow into the ground, and so they would be totally wiped out by rats.
Fish and wildlife archaeologist Debbie Corbett says that's a big change from the first time she was on the island.
We were really struck by how quiet Rat Island was. There were just almost no birds.
Corbett was studying how the loss of birds had impacted the Unungan population that lived on the island at the time of the shipwreck.
Well, they ate birds, obviously, but they also used the bones for tools and the feathers and skins for clothing and decorations and stuff. So with the change in the bird populations, they would have had to either change what they were doing and how, or they would have had to go farther to get the same kinds of materials.
Corbett says in light of the eradication, it's only fitting that the island revert to the name it had before the rats.
And I don't know what Hawadak means, if it ever had any deeper meaning than that island, but it's much more of a celebration name than, you know, rat.
It might be a while, though, before the island is officially called Hawadak. The state has to give their opinion on the renaming this spring and then forward that recommendation to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names. They'll get to make the final decision. In the meantime, Corbett is already dreaming bigger. Hawadak and the islands surrounding it are collectively called the Rat Islands. Corbett says she hopes someday that name can change too. Reporting in on Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.